lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Will wants another date. He is tasking us with helping him make that happen. Good morning, Will.
Yo, what's going on?
What can we do for you? Give us a little bit of background about you and this girl you'd like another date with.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sending up the signal flare. Her name is Katie, and we met on Hinge.
Okay.
I thought she was, like, way, way more attractive than her profile pic, which is rare. You know what I'm saying? It's usually way the other way around. Like, she'll look way hotter online.
The catfishing.
Person, whether it's the angle or the makeup or right. filter or whatever.
Yeah. Corey, I'll know it's from former experience.
Yeah,
about the
sure.
catfishing that goes on with that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So she is perfect. You know, real life, she's got tiny waist. Up top, she's at least a B cup. She definitely works
Ew.
Out.
Did you say she's a B cup?
I think you said C.
No, I said C.
But either way, okay. Anyways, I'm sorry. Like, are you in middle school? I'm sorry.
Listen, you talk about what kind of hair a girl has. You talk about her eyes. You talk about her.
Okay,
you know,
right. So she's got a nice body. We get it.
Full picture.
Right. Okay.
She's a 10.
So she's in good shape, basically.
She's healthy.
So, you know, I just like. Well, here's where I'm coming from. I've had like a lot of friends marry attractive women. And then, they kick out a kid, and they just quit caring about themselves. So I don't want to be a woman
kick him
who doesn't
out.
Give a shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. So anyway, like, we meet up for drinks. You know, we hung out for, like, 10 hours. And I wanted to stay longer, but I had to bail. So we had a good time. I want to see her again. I felt like I made that clear to her and that she seemed receptive. So I gave her a hug, gave her a little peck on the cheek, and I told her I would call her, and I did.
Okay.
So, yeah, but now she's not answering or calling me back. I even tried, you know, texting, you know. Who puts this much effort, you know, unless you really want to see somebody again? You know, it's hard to find this, like, type of woman. She's at least a 9 out of 10. So,
do you think maybe okay. she found out that you think babies are kicked out of women's bodies?
What did you say there, Will?
I said, look, it's hard to find this type of woman. Like, she's at least a 9 out of 10. And then I had a friend of mine who's like, hey, man, you should give this a shot. Like, you know, calling up y'all and having you guys, you know, do a little magic trick for me.
Perhaps did she find out that you refer to having children as kicking them out? And maybe she thinks...
Is that what it is?
It's a little weird.
That phrasing is a little too much.
It's like shot out of a cannon, I think is what he means.
You know, I was just being me.
I know. Okay.
Out of some things I was saying. I don't feel like I was... You know, out of place, out of line. I'm baffled.
You seem like a very direct and straightforward type of person.
Oh,
yeah. There's no time for the BS, man.
Okay, so you are already thinking if I marry this woman and she has a kid, she won't be hot anymore. Is that literally what you're
He's
saying?
Trying to avoid that.
No.
Trying
no,
to
no.
avoid
what
that.
What I'm saying is that there are, in, I'm sure you could look around in your circle of friends, that often people when they have a child. They forget that, you know, the scale still tells you how much you weigh. Your wardrobe tells you what clothes fit. I'm saying that there's a lot of people who just let it go. But Katie, I could tell, is she's tight. Yeah. She's wrapped up tight. There's no way that she would let something like having a kid derail her, what she's got going on.
Yeah, like me, Corey. Oh, like how God. I derailed my, once we had kids at our house, I'm a fat dad now. He's not looking for that.
He,
in a lady.
He wants somebody that takes care of themselves.
Yeah. He's
and
not
continues
ready for this jelly.
Well, no offense,
to take care
but
of themselves.
I hope that this doesn't work out for you because I think that's really rude. I don't know. It's a child. It's a baby. Do you know how many? Do you know how incredible that is for a woman to kick out a kid, like you say? Of course, bodies are going to change. And how vapid of you to just be. I'm sorry. I'm just so annoyed right now because I have friends that struggle with this who've had children and they don't get their body back. And it's men like you that make these comments that make them feel like they are less worthy. So
that's your self-confidence you got to worry about. I'm just talking about.
I'm just saying.
With Katie, and that's why I'm trying to talk to her again.
Gotcha.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. All I'm going to take a back seat, and we're going to continue this. I'm getting a little heated on my own end, and I need to just take a seat.
Understandable.
Take a seat.
You're allowed
take a seat.
To say how you feel and.
Take a seat.
Okay. All right. So what we will do then, Will, is we will call up Katie, and see if we can get her on the phone and figure this out for you to maybe get you another date on us. If not, at least maybe you'd have a better understanding of why she's avoiding someone like you.
All right, that's all I'm asking.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Okay. You can play along if you want to.
Yeah, play along.
By guessing what you think went wrong between Will and Katie in gift form on Twitter, Facebook, KX.
Wow, this should be tough.
But the messages that we are already receiving say a whole lot. We'll get those coming up, including ones that get them, Coriel. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Wow, you guys are fire today with your, not even guesses, but comments.
Oh my God.
On Will and what he had to say to us today.
I don't know. This is pretty wild. This is pretty wild, by the way. There's a lot of support on Twitter, KZKX969.
On Facebook, too.
Regarding what I said. And, you know, I did get a little carried away, my bad. I know this is like a, I don't know. I know this isn't about me, but
the support Lord. You're getting is fantastic.
Okay. It is. Curtis says, at Coriel, get furious on him. No wonder why he's single. And then there's the gif of Michael Scott on The Office clapping from Macy. This is me listening to Coriel this morning. a lot of Keldon, it's like the rainbow. And it says, what a douche.
Oh, we got a couple of direct messages on Facebook. So what's this guy's mom look like since she kicked him out? She around or did she bolt because she realized that the world is a little worse since kicking him out of her V?
Yeah.
Another one says, that A hat off the air. He doesn't deserve the attention. Another one says, what an a-hole, Coriel, you preach it. No wonder she hasn't called back, D-bag. So many great responses.
Liz, roast him, Coriel. Oh, man. But, you know, we are still, this is just the prelims.
Right. Let's get to what Katie
Godspeed
thought about Will with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Hello?
Hi, is this Katie?
Yes.
Katie, hi. It's a JP Coriel, Husker Nick, The Kix Morning Show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Well, waking up, you know. Getting started.
Okay.
Do we have a doozy of a morning for you?
We were tasked with getting a hold of you and seeing how you're doing. We heard you're a pretty amazing lady.
Oh, okay.
Did you go out on a date with a guy named Will?
Yes, I did.
He has reached out to us and has asked us to get a hold of you to see about maybe having us get you guys another date.
He's worried, I think, that he was too flattering to you and respectful to women, and it turned you away.
respectful. He was a real piece of work. That's what he was.
Okay.
All right, do explain.
If you would, please.
Dude, pretty hot, okay? Fine, but a complete dipshit. Like, I don't get it. Like, guys think that they're trying to impress a woman. They think that, like, they'll say certain things and it'll really, like, turn us on. But, like, everything that he was saying was just shitty and absolutely, like, not impressive. In the slightest.
We've talked with him, so we kind of know.
We kind of have an idea.
An idea, but what was he trying to, what word was he trying to use on you?
Okay. So he said some stuff like, ooh, baby, you really take care of yourself. Like,
it's so
embarrassing to even
repeat that. That was creepy. He says, ooh, you take care of yourself.
Ooh, you take care of yourself.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
Or my favorite, damn, your tiny waist is so hot. I just want to grab a hold of it. You're making
Wait,
so
what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He said those words to you?
Wow.
Yes, he did.
or more.
I can visualize seven men.
That you know that would talk like that?
Do things like this. And they're like, oh my God, did you know that I don't?
Okay. I think I was trying to be sexy, but it was not at all.
It didn't land for you then, huh?
Yeah. Gosh, I want him to give us his top five pickup lines. Like that would be...
So, Will's on the phone with us, Katie.
Oh, good.
And he wanted to know. He wanted to know why you're dodging his calls. He said he was going to call you in about a second date. Will?
Yeah, I think this is a perfect example of that there's three sides to every story. What he said, what she said, and the truth. I think there's a little bit of a truth issue going on here. Listen, Katie, I'm sorry that you have a problem with a man being turned on by you, but I don't understand how that's a problem.
Okay. Things that you are saying are not things that women want to hear, especially not on a first date. Like, you can give a compliment. That's totally fine. But, like, seriously, did you think what you were saying was complimentary?
Message received loud and clear, but I didn't mean any harm. I was just trying to be very clear and express how impressed I was by you and how you take care of your body.
See, you know what? That was a little more eloquently put, I guess.
How impressed. Yeah, that's better verbiage than I want to grab your tiny waist.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, you are... unapologetically yourself and out there. So, that, you know, there's a lot of different degrees to that. And if that's how you want to continue wanting to date people.
Has that worked with other women, Will?
Okay, listen, when you say worked with other women, that makes it sound like I'm trying to pull some, like, bedroom Houdini trick.
Okay,
listen,
are you not?
I have dated several women, and when I have been clear and said the things that I am sure I have said, not in a very crass way, but things that I said to Katie, I've said similar things to other ladies, and they were, dare I say, turned on. And so I don't see if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Please introduce me to these women because I need to talk to them.
If you're down to bring another woman in the bedroom, I want you to talk to her.
Okay.
There it is. I knew that was coming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, buddy.
I knew that was coming.
I don't think we have a connection.
It's worth noting that it was just kind of like a first date type of situation, so maybe it was a little much for the first date.
Maybe.
Man.
That's what I'm gathering. And I'm not even going to say what you mentioned before she got on the line.
Right. Well,
just listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
you'll be able to hear it.
You'll
then.
Be able to hear everything.
Just go back to the podcast.
We'll have to say
really,
early
yes.
on.
It's, yes, you should. It's eye-opening.
Everyone has different tastes and looking for different things, and it sounds like maybe you two are just looking for separate
things.
Like things in each other.
Baby
so.
Bazooka.
Katie, thank you for taking our call and being on the show with us and letting us know more about you and Will's date.
It's a baby.
Just to clarify, are you guys wanting for any reason
yeah,
to
Katie,
try
would you
this again?
Yeah, Katie, go on another date with Will or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, listen, it's no apologies necessary. Katie, I just appreciate that you actually got on the horn and you told me that you weren't digging me. That's completely fine.
I want to not like you so much.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thanks for reaching out. And good luck with that search for the perfect woman.
Yeah, we'll get the other ones on the horn, too.
No, I appreciate you guys hanging. You know, got my back on this one. I appreciate it.